All right, guys, welcome. Local Programming Podcast, Marcelo.
Mr. T Experience.
We have two guests today. Go ahead and introduce yourselves. So far, yes.
Oh, did you hear the
there's,
cat?
There's three, never mind. I take that back.
Yes. My name is Letty, a.k.a. Unicorn Princess, a.k.a. Bad Bitch 928.
My name is P Money.
Yeah. And you're trying to rip things open with your teeth.
That's how I broke my tooth last time.
I want your cat to get on the mic, too. It's making all that noise in the back.
I think he's trying to get into the bathroom.
To, like, make poopy or?
No. Oh. He likes to drink water out of, like, the shower after you get out.
Oh, I do that, too.
My dogs do that, too.
Like anything fresh water, the sink, the tub.
The toilet?
No, he doesn't do the toilet usually.
Why not?
I don't know.
He's like...
He's smart enough to at least not drink
like
out of the toilet,
tea
I guess.
For them.
He like green tea. He likes his water like a little stained and, you know, contaminated.
Not so much for the floaties. So Letty, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself? Explain Letty to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the ones who don't know you.
For the all the listeners, all two of them.
Yeah.
I like
Zero
sleeping.
Dark Anthony and the other one.
Excuse me. I like sleeping, eating, and heavy drinking. Those are my three hobbies.
If you had to rank them, what order would you put them in?
Definitely sleeping would be the number three.
The wishes
number
are three. Definitely.
Nice.
I was going to say, when I've known her, it's usually been heavy drinking followed by eating and then passing out. So
yeah. That's
probably that order.
But that's after she woke up from sleeping 13 hours.
It's like I can't tell which one I like more just because it's like that one, like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Like, I'm not sure what I like more, you know, because I do it, like, on repeat.
Yeah.
So I don't... And I like cats, too.
Yeah.
And dogs.
I know.
Which one do you like more?
Cats, I'm sure.
Which one have
cats,
you killed
obviously.
Less?
Yeah. Huh?
Which of the two have you killed less?
Killed less?
Yeah.
Well, I don't kill...
Well, Travis said you killed his cats.
I did not say
I
that.
I didn't kill his
he
cats.
Said he said...
No,
said
I didn't.
That's what Roy says.
Oh, okay.
Well, Roy's a bitch, like...
Yeah.
Well...
But that's not true.
We're talking about cats and dogs. So.
Yeah. I guess I like bunnies more, too.
Okay.
Speaking of Roy being a bitch, I need to text him. That reminds me.
Let's just change that. Why are you so bored that you're just texting Roy?
Yeah.
Like, are you that desperate?
It's already started.
I meant to do it before we started, and I got distracted.
He's already
sorry.
Off topic.
I picked up my phone to do it, and that's when P-Money showed up, and I got distracted.
And now you're wasting more time explaining.
Don't blame
it
on P-Money. What is this?
So what about you, P-Money? Tell us more about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
What
yeah,
does
put that
P-Money
mic.
Like to do?
I like big butts and I cannot lie. That's about it. That sums it up.
So you like to eat ass?
Like groceries?
Groceries.
That's disgusting. How many dogs do you have?
Let's not go into that subject.
Well, you have to put the mic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that we can hear you're not going into that subject.
Yeah.
Let's not go into that subject. I like to adopt dogs and then buy them and then find them.
What's your favorite dish?
In that order.
What?
A dog.
Aw.
He's either Mike Huckabee.
What?
Oh, never mind. You don't pay
attention. It's like from Tombstone.
Yeah, I don't watch that white people shit.
Speaking of white people shit, have you guys...
Yes. Let's jump into that.
Uh-huh. Have you guys seen How to Get Away with Murder?
No.
It's so good.
No, I don't.
It's on Netflix.
I don't watch BET.
There you go. Thank
is
you,
it
Travis.
On BET?
No.
Thank you for
I don't know what the fuck network
thank you for,
such
a for doing that.
I've been watching a lot of like exorcism movies lately. Like the what are you opening? Can you give me some?
What I bought at Circle K. I was just trying to do it.
I know, dude. I know exactly what
you're
opening. And can
K?
I have a cookie?
Yes, you can have one.
It's
I'm just
a
trying
chokies.
To do it quiet.
Chokies.
I told you. There's a bunch of them at the 99-cent store right now. Like the big boxes.
But Travis swears they're all expired, so.
Yeah, Travis
dude,
is like
every time
I've
every
but
time.
Travis, only because he likes Sam's Club better. Sorry, they don't have them like 48.
No, Target. No, he's a Target guy.
Every time I've been to 99-cent store and gone, ooh, hey, something I like for a decent price, I flip it over and it expired 3 weeks ago. And I'm like,
but
nah.
I feel like that's okay because it's sealed.
Yeah, it depends.
Well, you know, there's
I've had
bars
some bad experiences
in Yuma. They still have like expired condoms from 2001. Like,
Well, today don't act brand new, dude.
don't act better than us.
Well, you know, they price it at the level, the gauge of people that come. The class.
I usually buy my chokies and I'll go to the anyway.
I usually don't even have shoes on when I go to the dollar store.
You fit right in.
Hell yeah.
You blend in so nobody notices.
Can you hear me chewing this?
Yep.
It'll pick up everything.
You need one, Marcel?
No, I'm good, thanks. Okay. I have enough sugar for today. Like
just leave it where it was. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just leave the mic where it was.
Let's try this.
Free money. Hello. Hi.
So tell us, what
are
you guys doing?
Are you being sponsored by Chokies? Is that why you're eating them right now?
That's why he's talking shit about them. Don't all talk at once, huh?
What are you guys going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be a dinosaur.
Can I be Selena so we can be Selena y los Dinos? Am I still stuck on
Selena? I haven't decided if I'm going to be a dinosaur and I'm going to make my dogs little eggs because I had to.
Weren't you a Christmas tree last year?
Yeah, it was. Or I'm going to be either a bar of soap and I'm going to make my dogs loofahs, like little baby loofahs. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided which one that'd I like cute. More. I think the dinosaur. This hurts. I mean,
like a Dove soap?
That's full of saliva right now.
Like Dove soap, yeah.
You want to be the Dove soap?
I like Caress more because it smells really good.
Mm. Dude, that's not nearly as awkward as when I would get my mics put in.
Much better.
When I was in college.
By mics, do you mean dicks?
By my, yeah.
Definitely. When I would get my mics put in. When I would get my mics installed. Like,
that was part of the problem if they were getting put
by
in.
By certain yeah. teachers.
You shouldn't be having any mics put in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you have fun in college?
Mics,
Letty?
I did.
Tell
I
us more.
Big dicks.
Tell us about your journalism.
Journalism?
Yeah, I'm still working on it.
Your journalism life.
She's taking classes part-time.
My career is really good right now. Thanks.
No.
I'm switching careers right
what,
now.
What career are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm going to move on to Red Lobster now. I was drunk most of my high school. Oh, well, high school too. And college. Yeah,
middle school. And sixth grade.
It all started in... Nah.
When did you drink the first time?
Oh wow, I don't know.
MD.
I don't know. There's like a lot of my life that I don't remember.
My first one was my junior year prom. I started out late, but I went in heavy after that.
Prom is like
I will skip prom and we went to this party in a trailer in Somerton.
Oh hell yeah, that sounds like fun.
You sure it was a party?
I mean, you know, you're 16.
When was the first time you drank, Travis?
Yesterday.
It's like last week.
Yeah, last week. No, last 2 weeks week? Ago when we did shots outside his house. No.
Oh, dude, I remember last Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, what about last Christmas?
We got those like double.
She got me a
double
beer
dildos?
Funnel.
Just kidding.
Christmas such, night, we were
like
doing
the worst,
beer funnel
like,
out in the yard.
You did
I'm
it
like
too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst drunk. Like, I just like spilled it all over myself.
Yeah, we put
I
two beers in it, and I think
beer
two
shower.
Beers ended up going down Letty's shirt.
I'm very classy. I like beer showers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Good for the pores.
I'm trying to think,
happy,
though.
Merry Christmas to me.
First time I drank, I don't know. I used to steal taste of my dad's beer when I was a kid, but
that's
they
wild.
Were gross, and that's part of why I never liked the taste of beer, because I didn't like it then. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How
it's kind of funny. There,
like
was, there was a restaurant here in town that I won't name that we used
just
to go there. Our family
name
used to
it.
Go there sometimes.
Name
and it. When I was like 15, they
Olive
would bring
Garden
us Dudons. Like they would bring us like a round of like cordials afterwards,
Cracker
like
Barrel.
Blue and cream cordials.
Cracker Barrel
and I would drink
alcohol.
Them then when I was like 15.
Really?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel is not for drunks.
Yeah.
That's why I work there because I can get
it doesn't allow black people either.
Street tacos.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, it's country food, dude.
10 years ago.
What's that Mexican place? Mi rancho. El ranchito.
That's what I'm talking about. 10 years ago.
Well, 10 years ago, I was still 9.
I look really good.
Travis was at
I was
Ronnie's Pizza enjoying.
Ronnie's Pizza.
Enjoying some pizza and beers.
Some American pizza.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that time we were drinking beer there at 4 in the morning.
I go there with all my gay friends all the time. We get the
just
sausage.
To make a statement, right?
We get the extra sausage. The 18 incher.
Is that like the secret menu?
Secret yeah, menu. Very.
The extra secret. Sausage? The after dark menu?
Yeah, the after dark menu. Oh my gosh. No, I don't like, I haven't been to Rodney's in like years though.
What's Rodney's?
Rodney's?
Exactly. It's like a pizza place here.
Rodney's?
Yeah.
Not Rodney's?
No, Rodney's. I don't know what Rodney's would be.
Oh, okay.
So I was telling Travis, I was trying to explain Travis.
Response I got from that. Oh, okay.
Yesterday. Sense. What did he reply?
Reply.
This is the response I got from Roy.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, no, that's Danny. Okay, never mind. So I was telling Travis yesterday about like how I like to menstruate with my friends because I feel like I'm in a gang.
Like talking to the mic, Lizzie, please.
Yeah.
If you want to move it to face.
Oh, okay.
To face
can
P
I move
money,
it this way?
Yeah. So that you're talking
that
to
that way
her.
You guys can be more intimate.
Hello?
Yeah.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we can.
So I was
you left a booger right there on the microphone. Nice.
Oh, probably.
Leave it there. We'll frame it.
Travis will take care of it.
His maid will.
He'll do it. So I was telling him about
this awkward look. He's just
how
staring.
I like to menstruate with all my friends that way because I feel like I'm in a gang and stuff.
We used to menstruate together.
Yeah.
But then you left.
And then I came back.
I menstruate tomorrow.
It's
I got my period last week. But I'm going to try and get it this week again, okay?
Okay.
Just for us.
Like, you need to try really hard, like, talk to your ovaries.
I need, like, my uterus to talk to your uterus so I can menstruate. That
should
we
get closer, sit next, more next to each other?
Like, rub each other, you know, share pheromones and stuff.
What, Travis?
I said rub each other, like, rub together so share pheromones and stuff.
It's like how, like, a chicken sits on an egg and just, like, kind of keeps it warm.
Well, you know that, like, you know the whole thing about how, like, it's completely common for, like,
no, just no.
Like, if there's a bunch of women working in the same office, that their cycles synchronize.
Yeah, it's not like I don't know that. Yeah. Like,
that's what we're talking about, yeah, Travis. Like, where have you been for
I wasn't
the last
sure if he knew
minutes.
That either.
Dude,
you
we,
know that,
I've
Marcella?
Known that. Like,
excuse me, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. That, like, a bunch
of
women that work
period,
together, a lot of times
then,
their
like,
cycles end
my
up synchronizing.
Yeah, I hear that, but isn't that like a myth?
Let's talk over them. Blood, vagina, blood.
Blood clots.
Oh, now you guys want to talk.
No, but it's true. If I'm like, oh, I'm on my period, like 5 or 20 people are like, yeah, girl, me too. What I mean, people, I mean women. Not well, you know what? I actually had this gay coworker. He was like one time I was like, oh man, like I'm dying. I feel like I'm gonna just shoot myself right now because my cramps were so bad. And he was like, you know what? I feel it too. Like, and I was like, oh, hell no, dude. This is the first time I'm going to probably get caught with murdering because I'm going to be sloppy about you. Like, that's ridiculous. I hate men. And I'm trying to relate. I do not relate to my period.
So you don't have a regular period? It's irregular? It just...
Well, yeah, sometimes it's really irregular, but I like to keep it, like, regular enough to where I menstruate with my friends.
Oh.
It's like a...
What, you can control that shit?
With my mind, yeah.
Nice. No, but realistically.
Unless I'm on my period and somebody makes me laugh, then I shoot out my tampon. Then that's
just,
really embarrassing.
Then it's just fucking Moses.
Or if I sneeze.
What are you going, commando?
No, I'm just kidding. I do kegels.
You do what?
Kegels?
Oh. I just said kinkles.
Yeah.
I was like, I do kinkles. What?
I have
no,
kinkles.
We just have those. We don't do those.
You do kegels? You money?
Yes, everybody does.
Don't you?
Everybody does.
It's like
does.
The new thing. There's like
I
a
do.
Kegels app. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, how did would you know that?
Travis.
It's Travis. Yeah.
He knows everything, he knows, man. Like, you can't quiz this.
My brain is full of lots of information. Most of it useless.
Random.
Useless
yeah,
trivial
useless.
Facts.
Yeah.
The tea.
Like
the
they
tea
also.
Experience.
I mean, they also make like things you can stick up your
the tea experience.
Stick in your vagina that
the,
like measures it. And
the
tracks
Diva
it.
Cup.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, and like they have Bluetooth so you can like sync it to the app that it goes with or whatever.
I don't remember who I was talking to who told me that the you know how they have balls that you stick up there and you're supposed to hold it throughout the day?
Yeah, what are they called? Benoit's, aren't they?
I don't know. Testicles? But you have balls. But they were at the bank, and this lady straight up dropped the ball through her pants and like ran like in a line of freaking people.
Dude, she to pick it up.
I think those are the Ben. Isn't that Benoit
That's
balls?
That's fucking funny. That. I've never
That's
heard
so
of
gross.
That. So what do they look like? Like, can you choose a color? Like, I want
Do they look
black.
Like anal beads, like different sizes, so you work your way up or down?
Yeah. Different yeah. sizes usually, yeah.
Wow. Fucking gauges now. The more,
I used
yeah.
to work,
the more you know.
Benoit balls, that's what they're called.
I once worked at the Amazon.com warehouse. The Amazon. I did. In Phoenix. And the first thing I packaged was a set of anal beads. I remember the guy's name was Michael.
I remember like...
like that. They're just usually like stainless steel.
Oh, wow.
They can
yeah.
come in different
sizes. That
looks
sizes, like some like Chinese like fighting thing. Like,
I think
I throw
that's
my balls
kinda
at
where
you.
The concept originates, but...
Some yeah, here balls.
I'm so angry. That's I'm going to throw my balls at you right
That's
now.
The thing. It's you stick that in there and then you do the exercises and your phone tracks
that's
like how long you can hold and how hard you push, squeeze.
I don't think I would be comfortable doing that. Because what if I like it too much and I
but
just
But it has a cute
there.
It has a cute little kitty cat lifting weights.
Oh,
there.
Okay, then I have to do it cuz I love cats and pink. And lifting weights.
And balls.
And then when you get Games. Really good, I guess you can do something like that. I don't
oh,
know,
wow.
Know
yeah.
What the
here.
Fuck? Let me see.
Yeah, that's awkward. Is that how you train to shoot ping pongs out?
Probably. I would imagine.
Like, how
that
do you
happen.
Do
My God.
That?
That's, they're like weights hanging out of
that's
her vagina.
Very I think you need to put that in the Facebook or whatever. Wait, do you guys even have a Facebook thing for this?
Yeah. No, we not. Have a MySpace account.
All right, on. And you should probably put that as a display.
We have a MySpace, a Mogul space, some other shit.
If you don't have Twitter, you ain't shit. Like, and I'm just kidding. I don't have Twitter either.
What's that for?
El Chacal.
You should just put it like in the center where everybody can hit it, like Hungry Hungry Hippos, and everyone's just pushing
you,
it.
You know Speaking how quickly of. You're gonna get sick of that? But I'll do that. Just for you, I'll do that.
Well, that's not the same.
That's not fair because I can't reach it because no. my rest
okay,
are
well,
arms.
Equal opportunity.
My
okay,
dinosaur
well, then put
hand.
It where the three of you can reach it then.
No, no,
this
no.
is how I feel at work when I'm trying to reach something.
What happened to that thing
the
Travis
reacher
gave
that
you
I made,
for your
made
birthday
for
you. For Christmas?
Oh, the reacher thing? My yeah. mom like jacked it. My mom has it. She's like, oh, aquí lo voy a dejar mejor. And I was like, oh, okay. She comes up on the... I like how you're sneaky about your cookie eating.
Did he just put a whole cookie in your mouth?
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't.
He doesn't want to sound like
did.
A badass.
I did
Open
not.
Your mouth. Oh, okay.
Where's the cookie?
I can do that with donuts.
No, I picked up a chunk
Dude,
of crumbs.
Dude, she really can. I remember one time we were driving from Dillard's, not the 99 cent store. And like, she had bought like a big old box of donuts. And by the time we got home, which is like, was at the time, was like 2-3 blocks away, the whole fucking box was gone. I didn't even chase those
Allegedly.
Donuts.
I had this,
Allegedly.
I had this loser, or I still, well, yeah, I used to have this loser really? Friend that when I was in junior high, he oh. literally could down a Long John donut. You know, the long, mm-hmm. the chocolate.
No,
he could just
that?
Like stick that in his mouth and swallow.
I don't think that's a loser quality.
This is in junior high.
If like,
is he
I'm
gay?
Because
that
impressed.
Can come in really
oh,
handy.
Oh, that's true.
No, no, he has, like,
really
four, no, he has like 4 kids by 3 different mothers, though.
Oh, is that the one you showed us on
yeah.
Facebook?
Though we were stalking that one time.
Yeah.
My boyfriend.
I feel like
you can have him.
If a guy can eat like that, like a lot, like I'm impressed. I'm like, yeah.
It All wasn't right. necessarily the fact that he could eat that much, though. It was the fact that he literally could just, like, slide it down his throat intact.
So a I lot of women do that. Do that. A lot of women do that, and they don't get applauded for it.
Oh, well, yeah.
They slut shame.
No, trust me, they get applauded. It might just not
just
be
depends
in,
on
a,
the audience.
In a public forum or anything, but they get it.
They just get the applause, like...
There's the faint sound of one hand clapping, you mean? Yeah. There's
How do you clap with one hand?
Oh.
How do you clap with no hands is a better answer question.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Are you trying to be
ass
deeper? Oh, yeah. Okay.
I didn't think I had to say
it.
I
don't
know how to twerk. Like, if
yeah, to make your ass clap?
Me,
Yeah.
If anybody out there can teach me how to twerk, that'd be great. Thanks.
I mean, this isn't the only
anybody out there.
Anybody out there?
There's a challenge.
I just
the whole cookie. Look at him.
No shame.
Damn, Travis, the whole
Open
cookie.
Open your mouth, Travis. No, I'm just kidding.
Galletas con chispas.
Chispas. That's cute. Like if you don't want to say a bad word, you're like chispas. chingada madre.
All right.
Puta madre chispas. There you go.
Travis, what's the dirtiest word you know in Spanish? That's not verga.
I don't know off the top of my head. Fuck.
Then you don't know it.
Fuck it.
Well, how do you, like, you've lived here your whole life. But
hey, when
like,
are we going to have yum yum bowls?
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know any yum sauce. What about Nora? I was going through my pictures,
and I saw a picture of us eating those yum bowls.
Ew, that's disgusting. While she's talking.
No, hey, no, that was fucking cool, man.
Hey, why don't you hit up Nora though? She's coming on November 24th.
Okay.
Through the 28th. I'm really excited.
Only 4 days?
I'm really excited.
Do we still have some of that blue shit? Brainwash?
What blue shit?
What to bring that
abstinence? Abstinence?
Not today, but.
Hey, we should go to Algodones and get abstinence. Abstinence?
You're not going
to
get abstinence.
And some birth control just for funds. And a plan B here and there if you guys want.
Can you get that shit in Algodones? Absinthe?
Plan B, yes. Yeah. Oh.
Can you get it?
The
you
day after pill? Yeah. Also, you can get here, anything. Yeah.
$7.
I've done a few rounds for that for my friends.
What, absinthe?
Yeah.
Totally.
Is the absinthe they sell there, can you bring it across, though, or is it stuff that's not?
I don't think you can.
Just, like, you can hide it. Yeah. Well, and that's okay. Not, like, a big deal.
You know
though.
It's Travis. Never in a million years will that happen.
Well, that's fine.
I'm saying you can buy absinthe on the U.S. side, too, though.
Yeah, like, really expensive.
That's it. Really boring, though. Yeah.
Actually, no, if you just bring the one bottle, I think you're fine.
Yeah, it depends on how big it is
or
how much, right?
You can't bring more than a liter per person.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
So I don't think there's no like, ban on it, actually. Yeah. Because people do it all the time. So.
But absinthe, though, specifically.
Yeah, well, they're not going to check the label.
Dude, I've known people who had brought out people from Mexico. Like, it's all good.
This is true.
You can bring mezcal in a liter of Coke.
No,
I
know, but...
dude, you know how one of my friends, I'm not going to name her, she just went to visit her family in Russia. I'm not going to name her, though.
I bet I can narrow that down to one.
I'm not going to name him or she.
One of, like, the six of your friends
that I know. She brought up the only five friends that I've had for years. She or he brought homemade vodka in a milk jug, dude, from fucking Russia.
It was so good.
And the worst thing was, like, I had open that day. I was supposed to be at work at 6:30, and I just showed up with just completely, like, drunk. And yeah. I remember my boss was like, "You're drunk." And I was like, "Yes, I am."
No, I stopped at a BevMo in Phoenix once, and they were doing, like, free tastings of absinthe, but... I didn't want to do that.
I think you'll be fine, though.
Supposedly, but they've said now that they think that was, it's not as much the absinthe itself as either other stuff.
Are you, like, a heavier drinker now,
or...
Travis? Do you think you can drink a lot more than...
How many... What's the limit of Four Locos you guys have had in one night? Because one time I had five.
Two, and that's enough.
I was
going to
say, I've had three.
If you want to know, like...
Yeah, but are you talking the old kind or the new kind?
The old kind.
The old kind. The old kind, five.
So I've never had any of the old kind.
I've only had three.
Yeah,
my limit is two, and like I will, like, yeah. I don't know, I blacked out for a few.
Yeah,
I'll
say small people die after two or three of the old ones.
I have five.
I think
the only reason I am alive.
I take that as a compliment. Like, you called me skinny, small.
Thank you.
Huh?
I said that I take that as a compliment, even though you said small people die. Like, I'm small.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm saying some people can tolerate.
Now he's taking it back.
Some people.
Yeah, he's like,
I was just saying that some people
never
can
mind.
Tolerate. Some people can
he's
tolerate
like,
five
just
without
buy
dying.
Honey buns, a box full.
I was just saying some people can tolerate five. Some people, you know.
Yeah, mine.
The only reason I was able to do it was because I did projectile vomit like three of them.
Oh, I like that. What color was it?
Why weren't we
there
recording?
It was like purple dark.
We could do like a Four Locos challenge.
It was way before
soon.
I knew you.
Well, shit, now you can fucking probably drink like 10 of those.
There's not enough fucking Roy Wavers.
You know what? But it gives me really bad heartburn. Like, really bad heartburn. So I just have to keep drinking until it goes away. Thank God.
Naturally.
Thank God for alcohol.
I'm going to just put that right here and save it for later.
Were those cranberries?
Oh, man.
Crazy. I don't know. There's one on the table right there still. Oh, there it went.
Cranberry raisins?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to try it. That looks... Someone's
got to use Craven's that. Raisins.
What did he say?
Nothing.
Tumblr's getting a what?
Nothing.
He's talking shit about you.
Do you want to die?
I said...
He said that
I
he
said,
doesn't like your hair because
no,
you cut it.
Because
she
looked
cut
like
her
Han
hair,
Solo.
Travis, can you
tell? Didn't even notice, Travis. I thought we were friends.
I whispered, someone's got a UTI.
Can you cut...
How'd you know?
Because you're eating cranberries.
Oh.
But that's only snacks that you had.
So, do you have like sexual snacks
like Doritos?
No. I don't have any chips at the moment.
That really. Should be like...
There's my, Rufus right there. Oh, why are you fucking lying?
There's a little
lying?
Bit of like, my...
I'm not going to do this
if you don't want to share, don't invite us anymore.
I'm going to be like, I'm not going to do this podcast unless I get Rufus off.
Yeah. Travis, there you go.
It's almost the weekend. I need to go shopping.
Go to the dollar store and be like, here's your fucking Rufus.
He's going to get the expired ones just for you. Just kidding. You said you're okay with them.
I am expired now. Can you tell her next time she's here?
Fucking green tree. Whatever.
They're all open.
Got you some fruit, too, 3 months ago.
Fruit Loops.
Five.
So what are you guys going to dress up for Halloween? I asked this earlier and you guys ignored me.
What kind of dinosaur, though? I was going to ask, but I got interrupted like 6 times.
I don't think T-Rex. I can tell the difference. It has to be
like
green.
From the
what about
series?
What about Chris Pratt?
I decided
she just
after
wants
watching
Chris Pratt.
Jurassic World.
She just wants Chris Pratt
to like
slay
me.
Like, yeah. Ooh.
Hey, Daddy, what's good?
Like that.
You talk like that?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I do when I have the
seducing men 101 P money.
It usually works.
That
it's
gets
really
my
weird.
Rocks growls going. Exorcism voices. What are you going to dress up for Halloween, Travis?
I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I don't know.
Are you going to do a
couple's
costume?
I need to.
Are you and Jemmy doing like a
couple's costume?
We haven't even talked about it yet.
I had told Chris that I wanted to do like The Exorcist and he could be a priest, but I don't think he's down. And
that's
he's like, oh, I want to be Rick from Rick and Morty. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. Just like tell me a few weeks in advance, like after I had decided like all this thing in my head, you know? So, I mean, you guys should probably try and do that because I know you were a priest 1 year. And then she could be like a hot exorcist girl.
Why don't you just like dress up as Selena and then have your...
Because I'm fat, dude.
Have your guy friend...
I can't dress like
dress
that.
Dress up as the lady who shot her.
You know what? I've had that idea
have the,
before,
the bullet
but
wound, you know?
Like, as a Selena, like, I'm
like
in
a Selena zombie
religion,
or something.
Like, I'm a Selenian, because that's the Selena religion.
Oh.
I can't do that. That would be so fucked up, dude. I can't do that.
That was so funny.
But watch, if I get
like
skinny,
tribute,
I am going to do that.
You care enough about her to do it.
I don't know if I want to do the priest thing this
year. All my Mexican friends will beat her up though. Beat him up though if he was dressed up like Yolanda.
Cause like, okay, I couldn't remember her name. Yeah.
Yolanda Saliva.
Yolanda.
The priest thing, I've used it for a few years already and it's kind of my backup thing. So I don't know. The only thing I think I might need to dress up for this year, that's what I used the priest last year for. So I might have to do something
I was a unicorn last year.
You should just do
year.
It. Yeah. I think
a very
Christmas
drunk
tree.
Unicorn. No, a Christmas
think,
tree 2 years ago, and
I
then I was a unicorn last
yeah.
year.
I think, like, every girl goes through the, I'm going to dress up like a unicorn
yeah.
stage
being
in her
basic.
20s.
Once
duh.
They find out they can't have a unicorn or be a unicorn, they move on
why
to
would
dressing
you have
up.
A unicorn?
I'm just
going to
dress up like
oh,
a unicorn.
Oh, I thought, like, give birth to no. a unicorn. That's what I thought you meant when you said have a unicorn. Never mind.
A slutty unicorn. Ooh.
Can we freeze this? Because then it's going to taste like a paleta de coco, and I'm okay with that, but I'm not okay with it drinking it.
I don't
want to
drink it. No, dude, I'm fine.
Try it.
You see that picture going around? It's like girls can dress up as sexy anything.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's like
tampon.
Sexy used tampon.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy.
There's so many bullshit
that
costumes.
That is pretty good,
yeah.
actually.
I was like, that's pretty cool.
Sexy cancer patient.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
But it's sexy.
Like but it's, as long one, as it's sexy,
right?
Dude.
I mean,
when I saw
shit.
This, I saw this
sexy
one
Yenta.
Thing. I saw this
sexy Twin Towers.
Well, no, that's why I saw no, this dude. Thing. That it was all shit that like
imagine,
Spirit Halloween
you know
has
what? This
year.
One's
it was
fucked
like
up. Sexy Roy. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm fucked up. Show's over.
We only needed 29 minutes this week. Fuck it.
We got to the quota.
Oh my gosh. I've seen that though. They have like sexy syphilis patients, sexy
yeah.
poop.
Sexy yeah. poop, yeah. I saw
sexy
that
pope.
Like sexy,
no, sexy poop no, too.
Like I remember I commented on something and I was like sexy ingrown butt hair.
You should pitch it to Party City
or Spirit.
Yeah.
Spirit.
You guys, I have this great idea of like fucking
I have a $10,000 idea.
Start a I'm gonna go to Shark Tank.
Just ask for the money for cookies.
You know
you
what?
You can
I
make
met,
the costumes.
I met this like, it was so random. Like when I was in Vegas, I met this like lady. She kind of looked like a crackhead, and she was talking about like how
I could believe that in Vegas.
Yeah, no, she did look like a crackhead, and then she was saying like how she went on Shark Tank to pitch this like idea of like speakers and stuff, and I was like thinking, oh, I just thought like she would go on Shark Tank and like pitch like a new line of crack pipes or something. But then I guess you can't say that to people, like, because then they get their feelings hurt.
And then they pull their knife out and shit.
So. And then you have to walk really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have to like look
like you behind have to your do the walk like when you're about to shit yourself. But you're still trying to look like normal, you know? Travis is like, no comment, because I'm
I don't know any myself. Of that shit, huh?
Right? You're agreeing, Travis.
A tree on a cookie.
He's eating his cheese puffs.
Nobody knows that.
You cheese bro. Puffs?
Yes. Mm.
Did I hear cheese puffs? Do you have hot sauce? No. And limon and salad and put in it?
I want no chips. Oh, that sucks. I can't drink milk without shitting myself.
How was it yesterday with your...
Dude, I did not shit myself.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Somebody had brought me like this like iced mocha chocolate, whatever the fuck, from Starbucks. And then I didn't mention to tell them like, oh, hey, by the way, like I don't drink milk. Like, so they had like a bunch of whipped cream and stuff. And I was like praying that I don't shit myself at work while I'm running food. But I didn't. So that's good. I'm glad.
Did you have the walk-in farts?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
But this, like, you know how I was, like, telling people, like, oh, like, I'm sorry if I have the walk-in farts. And then, like, this server like the customers? Was, like, no, to the oh, other okay. servers. Oh, like, okay. I don't care if a crop does the customer. What the fuck? No, I'm just kidding. No, but I had told the servers, I was like, you guys, I'm sorry if I can shit myself at work or if you see me running. But then one of the servers is like, at the end of the night, she was like, dude, I think you fucking jinxed me. Like, all I keep doing is farting. I'm not going to name her name.
Tell me.
I can't say it.
Just say it. We'll cut it out.
Yeah, I was just laughing at
what
it.
What letter does her name start with?
I'll just tell you later.
Does it start with a T?
No.
Does it end with Ravis?
Yeah. T experience.
Yeah. That's my
when name. Are we going to go bowling? No, wait. When are we going to go drunk bowling?
Soon.
Thanks.
Need to.
I still have my bowling shoes that I bought.
Do you own a pair of bowling shoes?
Yeah. I own them now.
She.
I didn't.
She possesses them.
I
possess it. Possession is 9 cents of the law, right?
I yeah. feel like the she stuff that I did. I feel like the stuff that I did from 2011 to 2000. What year is it right now?
17. 15?
28.
Yeah, 2028, it should be, like, completely avoided, because I was
actually,
mainly drunk.
I'm pretty
drunk.
Sure the statute of limitations on theft under a certain amount, under that amount, would only be a year, so you're probably good.
Oh, yeah, so it's good, yeah.
You're telling me that I can steal stuff and then be okay after
I ran, though. They didn't see me.
I think so, yeah.
So it's just, like, rape?
I ran in my chanclas.
No, actually, the statute of limitations on rape.
I think that's 2 years.
Rape
for
is five?
Raping?
No, it's, like...
It's what if they're like, hey, but I'm Willy. Unless like, it's, you can't rape the Willy. They're like, unless you're
child.
14.
It's fucked yeah, up if you have bad sex and then just say it's rape. I think that's, that's fucking rude, right?
That was a really awkward
all my
comment.
Past relationships, fuck you, Sarah. I was just raped.
What?
I was just raped,
wait,
you guys.
Wait,
I'm
what?
Sorry.
Okay, never mind. It's going to get too dark.
Yeah, it's like not even noon.
It isn't.
It's not even 11. Fuck.
Yeah, this is too early, man. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess this is the only time you guys were available or some shit like that, right?
Well, I just kind of showed up.
She works later.
She wanted
plenty of time to go home and get ready.
My career, yeah.
Get all her walking farts out.
Yeah, I just need to go home and put my face on and go to my career with the office that I work at.
Nice.
With the people in my briefcase.
Do you find a lot of use for what you learned in announcing and performance?
Oh fuck no!
You know,
at none at all.
What did I do?
Sanchez party of four.
You know.
Yeah, no, I'm not a host anymore. Okay. Thanks.
Why? What's wrong with being a host?
I'm just kidding. I'm a host on Sundays.
Oh. I was gonna say it was on the fucking schedule you sent me.
Yeah. Stalker.
She sent you the whole fucking
yeah,
schedule?
I did.
No,
okay, I was lazy.
She used to do it to me all the time.
Yeah.
And like, for
here
long
are my availabilities
for
a long
time,
hang out.
Well, no, for a long time we had like a group chat and like the two of them would just like screen grab their schedules at the beginning
of
the week.
I don't have a problem with that. That way, I mean, like, I just if I go it was, missing, you guys would be like, well, she's not at work.
That's why I told her because I was going to try to come by and have lunch there at some point this week. So I told her just send it to me. And then when I saw your baked potato on Friday,
and the house salad with
what
ranch.
Extra, extra butter, extra, extra ranch, extra, extra sour
like, but your extra butter is like a whole tub of butter.
He has that never complained.
It's like, oh, can you put a baked potato underneath this butter? Thanks. What do you like to eat there, Priscilla, at the one restaurant that we do not work at?
Food.
So, what's your favorite sandwich?
I love Reuben sandwiches. They're so good.
She's like sexually aroused by grilled Reuben sandwiches.
They're so bomb.
Can you make me a Reuben sandwich? And then, like, the cook already knows, like, what she likes. So she gives her, like, this big-ass fucking...
Like, I pay for her.
La vaca, dude.
it's a side.
I really like sauerkraut.
Dude, the other day she had the fucking nerve. She's like, hey, can I get the pot roast, but instead of sides, can I just get a grilled Reuben? And then I'm just like, no.
It didn't work out, like, unfortunately.
I was like, wow, she's really smart.
I asked for a half a Reuben. I was being, like, healthy.
It's polite, yeah.
Have you tried the press yet?
The what?
It's the coffee place. It's like a coffee and cafe.
Oh, that we're still talking about.
Oh, the bistro thing?
Yeah. They do paninis. I think they're pretty sure they have a Reuben there. They're like,
where's,
you know,
that at?
It's, I haven't,
on 24th
had a
Reuben. Street between First, kidding, and, between First and Arizona. It's really good, though.
Oh.
They have vegetarian.
You know,
I heard
it's good. Go to the crossing.
Oh, yeah.
So I can eat that salad with blue cheese.
Yeah. And then I can eat that soup with cheese on it.
Your meals are way too sexual.
They're so good.
I love food. You know, I feel like food is, like, very important.
Food is my boyfriend.
Travis, like, what the fuck? You just need to get on the sexual snack wagon.
The sexual snack wagon.
I like
just,
that.
Just let it happen.
Sexual snack wagon.
Sexual snack. Like, what's your favorite snacks, guys? Come on.
Like, combination or just one? The,
like,
one
I like chocolate donuts.
Like, when you're like, it's the end of the night, you're about to smoke a blunt. Oh, I mean. Like, and you're like, you know what? I kind of want, like, a big ass entumido, or, like, obviously mine's
like
hot Cheetos
morning,
with cheese,
yeah,
and cock.
Like, fucking Wienos isn't open. You know what? My favorite snack, I'll just go ahead and jump in, is hot Cheetos with sour cream.
With sour cream?
Yeah, with sour cream, like, dipping them.
You know, my little fucking brother good. Likes eating chips with cream cheese, so I'm pretty sure sour cream would be a lot more sexual.
No, cream cheese sounds better.
Yeah, cream cheese is pretty good, but it's too thick, though.
It, yeah, that's
everything.
Why.
Well,
like,
you can whip it.
Like,
whip,
oh, hell no. It broke my chip. That's not cool.
Or let it cool, warm up a little.
I never tried it with sour cream. I heard, I saw it on Facebook because I stalk people online. That, like, one of my friends, he'll eat hot Cheetos with mayonnaise.
Yeah. I know people who eat rice with mayonnaise. They're brown rice.
I love to eat fried chicken with mayonnaise.
I had never had grilled cheese made with mayonnaise instead of butter before. That's...
Ew.
No,
it actually works.
Ah,
fuck that. It actually, it's weird. It totally works.
Yeah, that's not
sexual. I thought you said you never had it, but you're like, yes.
No, I had.
I thought we were talking about sexual snacks.
I said I had never had it.
Yeah, she's a sexual snack wagon.
I don't... If there's no butter, I'll do it. I still like it more with butter.
Sexual snack fucking, you know, Ford Pinto.
It's like a cool whip.
No, I prefer
Miracle Whip. That's what you would say. Yeah.
Fuck Miracle Whip. I was thinking of Family Guy.
We had a whole fucking thing about Miracle Whip.
Ew. I don't like anything like white like that. Like,
except men.
Travis, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like whipped cream.
You love ranch.
Well, ranch, but, like, it's not like.
You like sour cream.
I love sour cream.
You said, okay.
Okay, well, I guess I just wanted to let you guys know I hate whipped cream.
There you go.
You don't like whipped cream?
Mm-mm.
Let's see, we can't be friends.
You should have known that already.
Whipped cream?
I hate whipped cream.
What's wrong with
you? Like on cakes and pies and shit?
Oh, well, that's an exception.
Okay.
Like a banana cream pie? Dude, I'm going to go hard on that shit. Like, don't even play. I guess I can just, like, say that I like whipped cream, guys.
Okay, we can be friends again.
It just gives, like, you the walking farts.
Forever rolling my eyes.
Are you lactose intolerant?
It's just really hard for me to eat that, okay?
Because yeah. You were saying you can't eat milk or drink
I don't
milk.
Like, yeah, I prefer not to.
You just got
to
get the little pills, remember?
Oh, I know, but I forgot about that until, like, right now that you mentioned it.
How do those work?
Well, remember he made me take
one a day. Yeah.
Doesn't make you just shit it out?
No, it's there's enzymes in it that break down the lactose.
He made Yum Bowls, and then we put a lot of like
because there's cheese and sour cream on them.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
I thought it was like those pills that block all the grease and you just shit it all out.
No, hell no.
All that grease just comes out of your ass.
Like,
no, that's Zenical. No, you don't. Yeah, Zenical was one of the first like actual diet pills that was prescription. But what it did is it basically blocked your body from being able to absorb fat, which in if you eat a healthy diet is okay because that means, you know.
But what if you just eat pizza?
Yeah, no, I worked with a guy.
That's my diet.
I worked with a guy at the TV station that he decided he needed to lose some weight. This guy was like the embodiment of Homer Simpson. He was like 25, bald, and overweight. Great. Yeah, totally.
Sounds fun. He exists.
Yeah, he totally decided, though, he was going to try to lose weight. So he started taking Zenical, and like the second or third day, decided, fuck it. And for lunch, he ran over and...
You know what's a good diet, too? Smoking crack.
He went to Mad Greek.
You lose weight. I mean, you lose your teeth.
And got a fucking...
It's not FDA approved.
And got a fucking Philly cheesesteak and fries at Mad Greek, which, if you'd ever had them...
I love Mad Greek.
Dude, their Philly cheesesteaks, the bun was just soaked in grease all the way through. It, like, drained through the bread.
I wish they had that. He ate that for lunch.
I actually miss Mad Greek.
Yeah,
the entire fucking afternoon, every 15 minutes... He would just be like, oh, and take off running across the building to the bathroom.
I've had that before happen.
Oh, because that's the thing. All that fat, grease and stuff, his body blocked it, and it just basically gave him the grease shit.
And it's so gross when it comes out, too.
It's so gross when it comes
out. Yeah, because it's not consistent. It's like, it's jello, and then it's liquid, and then it's more jello. It's like, ugh.
Consistency of poop.
It's not one thing.
Like
it's
watery.
Yeah. So, no, that's not how, like, the lactose stuff works.
No, that'd be kind of cool.
It helps your body break down the lactose.
Yeah, my manager. Like,
Someone
who knows her manager. To conversations about, these are my top three topics with my manager. I mean, not my manager.
Frodo.
Poop. Oh, well, yeah, he calls me Frodo. But poop, hemorrhoids, and there's another one, but I forgot. I'll ask him.
Why does he call you Frodo?
Because I'm short. Or he'll call me Ewok.
She has hairy toes. So.
Or he'll call me Gremlin. He'll call me Short Stack. But he stopped calling me Short Stack. Because one time, he was like, yeah, Short Stack. And I was like, why do you call me that? Because you want to dip me in maple syrup? And then he was just like, oh, hell no.
He stopped calling you that?
Yeah, he stopped calling me that. He was like, oh, hell no. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that voice, but he did make that face.
What do you call him at work?
Nathaniel.
Sir.
Oh, fuck. Wait, I just said his name.
Oh, we can take it out.
Yeah.
Not
you don't have names for him, though? Like Big Stack or
manager.
Anything like that?
Manager.
You show him respect.
Sir. Sir.
Yeah. I call him A-Way. Hey, Nate.
Oh, yeah, we do that a lot.
He gets really mad when I say that.
When we do it in unison, it's much better.
But he misses me. Like, he missed me a lot when I left.
Are you back at that place?
Yeah. Cool. It's the only place they'll hire me. I mean, oh yeah.
You mean your career?
My career at the office where I use a briefcase, yeah.
What kind of briefcase do you have?
A pleather one.
Nice. Yeah, switching steel biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, when I worked at Red Lobster, fuck. Those Cheddar Bay biscuits.
You know they sell that mix at Sam's Club now.
It's not the same though. But
it's not the same. I went
fucking hard on those things.
Is it not the same brand?
It's slightly different, but
I don't think I've ever tried that. I don't like seafood, so I don't think I've ever eaten there.
Part of it's just the difference in some of the stuff in the mix.
Mm. You don't like seafood at all?
I know.
She's a vegetarian.
Oh, okay.
She's a vegetarian who's lactose intolerant. Her life is really sad.
I just eat chips and pizza.
Who eats a lot of cheese and pizza?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm also constipated
all
the time. I'm just kidding. But it's fine. I always know how to get rid of it. Awkward.
How? No.
Yeah, we want to know how.
By drinking milk. Duh.
Oh, okay.
It's like...
Well, she's a vegetarian unless she's drunk. Then she'll eat tacos. Oh, hold on. Wait. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Next subject.
So, algodones. Strippers. Tacos de carne asada.
Why do you, like, do this to me, dude? Like, that was one time. One of the last times I went to Algodones, like, it always starts like this. That day we were, like, there to black out, right?
I've never been to Algodones with the purpose of not blacking out. Especially yeah. when I'm hanging out with strippers. I'm not a lesbian, by the way.
Yeah, I ended up blacking out. I don't want like, that during anymore. The day okay. at Algodones. And then a stripper tipped me, actually. That was when I was like a little bit scared, like maybe 10 pounds lighter. And
these chairs are highly uncomfortable.
I ended up blacking out, and a stripper bought us food, and I ate a taco de carne asada.
All right, you're making the story seem much less than it is. So, yeah, she had originally ordered a quesadilla. Yeah.
This is like the worst story.
She had ordered a quesadilla.
No, not the worst. The quesadilla. I've had worse.
The quesadilla. Can we hear that one after?
We'll hear that one next.
That's not cool, dude. I'm going to tell you them your story. I'm just kidding. I'm usually too drunk to remember things, too. Okay, so I had ordered a quesadilla, right? But it fell on the floor.
And she considered and remember, it at the stripper, remember, at the strip joint.
Like, I remember in this, like...
She considered eating it.
Okay, I remember it because I remember looking down at it and, like, all this, like, green light, you know, and it's all black. And I was like, well, the floor doesn't look dirty. And I remember, like, thinking, I'm just going to eat it.
How many liquid marijuanas did you have that day?
I don't know, dude.
Like, or te locos. We had like two like te locos, two liquid marijuanas, like at least two cubetas de
the beer,
whatever
yeah.
the fuck we were Bud drinking. So, no, it wasn't, but was it Bud Light? I don't it think we were in Mexico. Light. Oh, we were with Herman. He was paying, yeah. yeah. It'll be Bud Light.
And the stripper was like,
it was imported beer.
Una Bud Light.
Imported, yeah, yeah, dude. She was like, oh, yo quiero una Bud Light. Like,
una Bud Light.
Bud Light.
She was our homegirl. She tried to add you on Facebook, huh? And you were like, no.
Her name was, see.
The stripper?
Yeah. Chimolti. It was something really like Yuri. Urban.
Nice. Urban.
Her name was Laura León.
Xochitl. Some shit like that.
Xochitl with an X.
Mm-hmm. She was yeah. cool. Like.
Okay, so then Letty is vegetarian. I know you can't hear
I'm
me,
bi,
but
I'm bi-vegetarian. I'm bi-vegetarian. I decided this year.
That anyway, so she dropped her
quesadilla. I'm only vegetarian when I'm sober. If I'm drunk, that's like...
She drops her quesadilla, considers you know? Eating it, and then the stripper had a taco because we sent our waiter to go get us tacos on the corner because this is Mexico. You can do anything.
Classy women.
And so we had given the stripper a taco. And the stripper fed it to Letty, remember. And Letty
this was, did not like, happen.
Dropped it on her chest and
that
just started eating
so
it.
So did not happen to
out of her chest. The meat, but that's she's so a vegetarian.
True. I didn't eat it from my chest, dude.
She did.
Is that a normal thing for you, eating meat off your chest?
I don't know. Apparently, when I'm drunk, yeah.
Anything goes.
You know what? I take it back. I do not want to do a Four Locos challenge.
Nah, the Four Locos now, though, you could easily drink like five. Four.
I don't know, my tolerance is pretty like crappy right now. Like I haven't been like blacking out like every other day, so I'll probably get drunk off of like the two
I
or
haven't
three
drank
beers.
In a really long time.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Midnight.
I just had a bottle of wine.
A couple of cheladas.
Just a bottle.
A few
I was
bottles.
Eating some sunflower down. Seeds and then like my lip here was like all like cut. And I was drinking beer and it would burn.
Have you ever heard of chapstick?
Well, it was like here
or
too,
Vaseline?
And here in my tongue. I ate like half a bag of sunflower seeds. The family size bag.
So what's your drunk story, Travis?
I don't really have a good one.
You just have like ones of ours. That's not fair.
He's just retelling your story, but
he's like,
he puts himself
time,
in
this
it.
This one time, I stole some bowling shoes.
This one time, I was in Algodones and I was eating meat off my chest.
When I had a bottle of vodka in my purse. The bowling alley.
Don't even ask him about the purse.
It was a zebra print purse.
You're talking about the import beer, though. It was reminding me about the story I was reading a couple weeks ago. They were talking about how... Increasingly, a lot of the beers that are advertised as imported beers, they're not. They're making them in the U.S. now, so it's cheaper. Because they were talking like, what is it? Foster's is made in Fort Worth, Texas. Beck's, that's supposed to be German, right? It's made in St. Louis. And even your beloved Red Stripe is Pennsylvania.
Oh, like, Red Stripe is pretty, like, looks pretty American.
Are they still selling?
Yeah, I don't buy it because it says price? Jamaican on it. I buy it because I like it.
No. I haven't had Red Stripe.
But there's
I'm
another.
Lying.
There's one of the big.
It's good. You should get it.
There's one of the big Mexican beers, too. And I can't remember which one it is. If it's Modelo.
Oh, Modelo Negro.
Or Dos Equis. One of those is made in the U.S.
It's probably Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Modelo Negro is fucking sexy, dude.
But there's people that are starting to like try to file class action lawsuits over it because places still treat them as imports and charge.
Yeah, what about Tecate?
I want it to be $1.50
Well, maybe the recipe is an import. Maybe that's how they get away with it.
I just want beer now. Hmm. All the beer in the world.
Like meaty. Meaty burrito.
So what would be, you didn't, oh yeah, you didn't talk about your, oh yeah, you said mayonnaise, huh? That would be like your sexual snack? That's nasty.
The one thing I couldn't get over is that grilled cheese sandwich had mayonnaise instead of butter.
Yeah,
why not,
dude,
butter and mayonnaise?
And some oregano drizzled on top so you can cook it with it.
I didn't know you could drizzle oregano.
Like you just put like a little bit of oregano when you're like grilling it and it's like all super sexual.
I want carne asada now.
Carne asada fries, do you like that? Do you like
what's your favorite carne asada fries?
I don't
Frilly
like
Bertos, hands Frilly down. Wait, what's that one on Avenue B? AZD? That's
Jesus
gross.
Christ.
How dare you use nacho cheese?
Wait,
do
no,
not.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
You can order it without it, just cheese.
That
you
is
guys,
disgusting.
Calm down.
I want to hit people. Do they even have guac at AZD?
No.
Maybe I'll give it another chance.
You have to ask without nacho cheese, though. That's what everybody doesn't understand.
She's about to get guap over here.
How do you want nacho cheese? Well, then don't
ask
for
it. That's fucking gross.
Ask for regular cheese.
So that's your favorite carne asada fry place?
Yeah, I would have to say.
Honestly, my favorite carne asada fries are the ones I make at home.
What?
Damn, suck it.
Philly Bertos is like last,
What
though.
Do you put on your carne asada?
Like no, my bad. It used to be Lucy's
Tacos. She has like a carne asada bar station. I've seen it.
Like, I want to go to like a cook-off of carne asada fries and be a judge.
Food Network.
We've talked for quite a while about doing a series of web videos.
Too bad Lucy's Tacos isn't around though.
Of him reviewing.
They would have been number one.
It's all about Tacos San Pedro, so.
I've never had.
Somebody was saying about Tacos San Pedro yesterday at work, and then I was like, you guys don't even know. Like, Priscilla's the one that's, like, known at Taco San Pedro.
Yeah,
like,
no, I walk in
like
and they're like, you know, and I'm just like, yeah.
Like, they even know her, dude, at Taco San Pedro.
Like, they have my phone number saved from when I do to-go orders.
Her table reserved. She just calls and lets it ring twice, so her number shows up at the caller ID, and then they start making her order. They don't even answer.
Yeah, they have to kill two extra cows and a borrego.
Dude, she fucking goes hard. Like, I can't even explain it. Like, whenever she's like on her second or third taco, I'm still like halfway to my quesadilla because I talk throughout most of it. Lucky for her.
At least you're not on your phone through half of it.
No, I'm not Travis.
Never mind.
What's your favorite place to get tacos, Travis?
Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah, you're green? Oh, ew.
Fuck no.
Chipotle?
Chipotle!
Yeah, he fucking loves
Chipotle
that place.
Chipotle is so good.
Say Chipotle, Travis.
I've never had tacos at
Chipotle. I love Chipotle, and I'm Travis.
He has the quesarito. The quesarito.
They made him a trophy. He got a real life achievement.
A trophy.
Look at that. That's
I've seen it. I just didn't know what
he
it was.
He wears blue pants and everything.
I can't read that high.
You can't read that high?
I can't see that high. I'm blind and I'm also short.
Honestly, the tacos I really like. I've kind of liked the ones from Tacos El Jorocho. The one
Never
at 24th and Pacific.
Nope.
But I really like the couple times I've had them, Mad Tacos.
I like to eat tacos when I'm angry. I like to eat tacos when I'm sad. I like to eat tacos when I'm happy.
No, the place
like
is called Mad Tacos.
Yeah, it's on 8th Street.
It's inside the drugstore on 8th Street.
Yeah. Oh, so you're just mad?
They won the taco and salsa fest
oh,
thing.
Oh, sure. I have that.
Yeah. Oh, hey, speaking of festivals. We're not speaking of festivals.
Beer
but
festival?
Are you looking forward to Corn Fest in Summerton?
Noel Torres.
Unless it's a vaso de lote.
You haven't seen the fucking billboards?
Corn Fest.
There's billboards everywhere.
With a K.
Corn Fest. No, with a C.
La pinche
that would
banda
be an improvement.
No, look, you know what band is tripping me out?
It's a cover band of Korn.
Yeah, I did.
They
sprung it, right?
Los Smiths are playing soon.
No, that shit makes me fucking laugh, man. They named their band is Smiths. Like, you know, like a fucking beaner would say it.
I would.
It's retarded, man.
I would. With an E?
Yeah,
it's Smiths.
I'm going to have to check them out, too. I don't care.
The beer festival's on Friday, next Friday. Just so you guys know, yeah. We're going.
I can do like a...
Rio de Janeiro. I like beers. I like festivals.
Like, what's up? Let's do... do they have funnel cake? Or what? Or not?
Ooh. Or one or two. What are the Indian fry bread?
You know what? I'm going to go really hard at the Tamal Festival.
Noel like Torres year, is going to be at the Tamal Festival. I know, Festival. I told you. Noel Torres.
Watch him.
I'm going to be there all day. I'm going to cry. Did he cancel
at the Tamal Festival? Travis, you should know this.
Should really know
this. I love Taco Bell. Ooh. All right. Calm down.
No, just don't taco.
Did you know Taco Bell's going to start serving alcohol? I heard that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Only at a few restaurants.
Forever anxiously waiting for alcohol and Taco Bell for Travis. And
there's just going to be cops posted outside.
They're only doing it a few
locations. Yeah, they should be outside. They're probably in front of the Dunkin' Donuts anyways.
That's true. Our Dunkin' Donuts is right outside Taco Bell.
That was a cheap shot.
That was my plan.
The cops. Fuck. No, I'm just kidding. Like, I swear, like, cops are going to listen to me. Oh, you were talking about fucking police, young lady.
Well, we only had one cop.
And I'd be like, yeah, I am young.
You had a cop on the show?
Yep, last week.
Oh, that's terrible.
What were you guys talking about?
Nothing.
Was he single and tall? Because Priscilla is single and tall. And she won't date my cousin, so, like, I guess I'll set her up with somebody else that's tall and single.
He was...
My cousin's annoying. He won't.
Does he speak English?
Yeah. My brother was like, I guess my mom was like, oh, yeah, she's like doing some like a radio thing. And I was like, that's not what I said. But my brother's like, oh, give me a shout out.
Give me a shout out.
Why didn't you bring Ray?
I'm like, no, not my brother, my oldest brother.
Oh.
Yeah. The one that talks to me. So did Noel Torres cancel for the Tamal Festival yet? Because I feel like he will.
I don't know anything about it.
Can you use the Google and be like, oh, the Tamal Festival.
Tamal. Like, how
can you use it in a sentence, please?
How would you tamales. Drink? Never mind.
How would you what? Drink beer and hold 5 tamales at once?
Easy.
Yeah, right?
Hey, dude, voy a ir a comprar like those like platitos with the cups and I'll be like, I'm ready. Like, let's do this.
I bring my own plates.
No, mija, no ocupo napkin. I brought my own salsa also.
I brought my chest, right? I can eat the meat off of it.
I can't eat my chest.
That was a cheap shot.
I'm continuity, man. You got to keep it going.
That was a cheap shot.
All right, whatever.
What did he yell at?
He said, I have my chest. I can just eat
it. Because
she
said, I don't
need
a napkin. And I said, you can use your chest. Never mind. Whatever.
I thought you meant like a beer chest. Because that seems like a really good
una
idea.
Una cooler.
That's what I meant.
La llevas, like,
it's not called a chest?
Como yeah, se dice in English. Yeah.
Okay.
An ice cooler.
A beer cooler.
Ice chest, ice cooler. Styrofoam
box.
El
caguamero.
Caguamero, dude. That's
Travis,
cool.
What are you doing? Are we boring you?
I'm trying to confirm whether or not who's the entertainment is.
Noel Torres.
I know, I'm looking at the Tamale Fest website, but they haven't updated it with this year's.
When is that show?
That stuff
yes,
yet.
They have.
Well, they have the dates. They haven't posted. December 19th. They haven't posted the entertainment schedule for this year yet.
Because I'm going to be there the day before, the day of, and then the next
day. The Ghouls Night Out one. Are you going to go?
Ghouls?
I just requested it because I want a day drink. I just want an excuse.
I really want a day drink, but in Mexico.
Yeah, that's like a lot of like trouble.
Day drink.
Why is trouble? What do you mean?
Because I'll probably forget to like buy plan B and shit. I'll be like getting too drunk and be like, oh, by the way, I need to buy ibuprofen 800. A couple of plan Bs. Because a lot of my friends like are sexually active, you know. They're $7 if you ever need one.
Where?
In La Liquis.
Just in Mexico?
At the purple store.
There you go.
The purple pharmacy.
That's in, yeah, okay.
Wait, you don't get it from Dr. Simi?
I don't know who that is.
The Farmacia Similares, or
the one with that comes out and dances. Yeah, that guy.
I used to know. I don't know if he's still there, but a doctor that did abortions right there in some ways.
I've been to a few, not for myself.
I've been there a couple times.
But like to drive my friends to get, I'm like, oh well, fuck.
Yeah, it's fucking sketchy too because it's on the side. It's like on the side of a business. Get on another business?
Really?
Yeah. Well, the place I'm
there
talking about.
There was one that we went in and like it was like in the back and I was like, I can't even believe I'm here right now.
Yeah.
And then
the lighting's all
going
dark. I
just started like praying a lot because I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
You pray?
Yeah. And then like, and then we ate tacos afterwards.
So your wish came true?
My morals.
You're praying.
Yeah. Your wish came true.
I mean, I would pray for tacos too if I was in a fucking abortion clinic. Because what are you going to pray for? More babies? Fuck no.
Yeah.
You can think about tacos. Something happy. Happy thoughts.
I was like, can you staple her vagina so we won't have to come here again? Thanks. The doctor like knew her. I mean, the pharmacist guy knew her already.
Like, can you reverse getting... No, right? You can't get your tube side and then...
Yeah. They don't burn them.
Yeah, it's just not...
Like, there's two ways, right? You get them tied.
Yeah. You get them tied,
and
or
then you like burn them off. When you burn them off, you can't.
It's done.
But I think if the parts are left there, they can. It's just, I don't know.
Because aren't you not supposed to do that for like a while though? If you do some shit like that, get them tied.
What?
Aren't? What isn't mean, there like a time limit? No, like a time limit to
between
where?
What?
Between it, reversing it.
Well, and yeah, I mean, fucked. You can't just go, like, next week and be like, oh, I changed my mind.
No, I mean, like, you can't go...
You have to do it within a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know if
I thought... Because I thought people get infections and shit doing that shit.
No, because I think part of it is the fact that people tend to wait till later in life to do it, and you only have a certain amount of time to still be able to have kids still.
Yeah. Yeah,
women,
probably.
Women aren't fertile as long as men.
Have you ever thought about having kids, Leslie? Like, at all, ever, seriously?
Like kittens?
No, kids.
No, like human. I'm all right.
You've never...
I'm good. I don't...
No.
I don't need another Letty. I mean, if you're not down for roofies, I don't know what type of person you are.
What?
You know, Travis?
I think you're forced to be down with roofies.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are they called roofies if they bring you down?
Roofilios.
What's the whole word? Roofilin?
Yeah, something like that.
Roofilin.
But roof... means up.
It's like, who invented roofies? Like, oh, I just feel like raping a girl, so I'm just gonna like put roofies
I'm sure they have a real, you know,
like meth was a
reason for them to be made
during like, I think, World War II for the Japanese soldier. I'm making this shit up. Some of it is true.
Okay, I was like,
some of it is true, but the facts are not. I did do some research.
Sounds correct.
The meth.
No,
the
it was.
I believe it.
World
we'll
War
II
for
in
the
World War II,
oh,
Hitler.
Like, what's that? And it's like a black.
Went on
like
a date.
Oh wow, I really haven't showered. It's that bad, huh?
Yeah, you. I was like, whoa.
Oh, in case you guys were wondering.
Oh, I thought
you
was like,
look like disgusted.
I was like, yo, are you sure that's dirt and not like?
Come on, guys, let's compare hands.
An infection.
I don't know what that is.
I don't think
I showered yesterday.
Maybe like.
Oh man, I was supposed to give my phone to the iNerd guy. I forgot.
Didn't he like break it last time?
Yeah, but then he's gonna try to fix it.
Did you
it.
Tell
really
Travis
nice.
That? Like she took or the dude came to pick up her phone and he fucking broke it more.
Then I didn't have a phone for a week. Uh-huh. But he was really nice.
And she was like, I think I'm in love with him. And then she like,
is that the Asian guy?
Afterwards, yeah. She was like, que chinga su madre.
But I'm okay with him. He was really nice. I mean, it was an accident.
Because she wanted to suck his dick.
Of course. That's how every story starts.
Actually, it's
like
not Rufalin. It's
Rohypnol. But he didn't break my heart.
Right? I like that.
Travis, what are you drinking?
Soda. Kool-Aid.
It's like 10 in the morning. Why are you drinking soda?
Because I need
so
to wake up.
Wild.
Need caffeine.
I feel like the only people that drink soda in the morning are white people.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Do you drink soda in the morning?
I do.
No, okay, never mind.
Well, he's white.
He's not white.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
No, let me ask those ojos azules.
He's clearly black.
Yeah, can't you tell how black I am?
Oh, man.
What was that again?
I don't know. It's over. It was a one-time thing.
Well, only one snort per episode.
I'm not really like a big like.
I want to be edited drinker. Out of this whole podcast.
Just edit everything you say out. Nothing makes sense.
Thanks.
Yeah, we never gave the disclaimer. So,
when are we gonna have a keg?
What was the disclaimer?
Yeah, pretty much your whatever you say is up to you. So
cock balls, no cock meat sandwiches. For
you're
everybody.
Here at on your own free will.
I was kidnapped. I'm being forced to look. There's a gun to my head.
You were seduced by honey buns.
Yeah, this is unfair. I was here on the promise
she's
ruthless honey buns and real milk.
And men.
And real
hot
milk.
Men.
Hot men.
Hot sweaty cakes. Men.
Let's go to IHOP.
Hot sweaty men, let's go to IHOP. What's the story there? What's the story?
You of pancakes.
Is that like patronizing the enemy?
You know, it's weird it going to hungry. Restaurants like that because, like, IHOP or like Jack, like, I only eat those when I'm drunk. And, like, when I'm sober, they don't taste nearly the same. I feel like food is always really good when.
No, you know, actually, like, I agree. Box, I agree
like,
with you.
Like, I wouldn't I don't eat Jack in the Box and
that
shit. Like,
that shit's just for, like, drunk. Or like really late
like,
eating.
What do I
That's
like
why
from
they
Jack
have
Munchie
boxes,
pancakes,
yeah. meals,
grilled cheese sandwich, curly fries.
Yeah, I only eat that when I'm drunk. Like,
I'm that way with carne asada fries now, or it's getting that.
No,
way.
I eat carne asada fries on the regular.
She's calling you a poser.
That's all right. No, dude, fuck! I was all about carne asada fries for like 3 years straight. Like almost every day, I was getting
like
those shits.
Okay, I don't know about every day, but
yeah, almost.
Like some when I'm like, oh, I need to treat yourself, girl.
I was treating myself regularly. More than I care to share, but
oh, that's how I feel
I was
with
treating
Rubens,
myself at least three times.
My
a day.
Sandwiches, like, they're really bad for you, but I mean they're so good. So I try to not eat them except once a month. Except that ends up happening once every 3 days. But I feel like I can. It's because I have hard days at my career as well.
Yeah, with like it's really hard working with my career that I have.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
What's your favorite restaurant? With no bias.
Obviously, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
The servers are super nice.
No, just food wise, not customer service.
Oh well, the food is really good there.
So that's your favorite food wise?
No, I guess I can't say that. I don't know. Like, I'm really like a kind of like a picky eater. Like, I eat like one thing at one restaurant and then another thing. It depends like what time of the day, what time
fish
of the
fry.
Month it is.
By time of the month, she's referring to her period again when we're all in our periods together.
Mm. And then you, so
I
you won't
I
be in any meat.
I guess I would have to say my best gourmet restaurant to go to is Mr. Mango's.
Nice.
Why is that funny?
I really like Pinguino's more.
Gourmet and mango.
I feel like
Pinguino's is so much better. And they have thrifty ice cream.
They have it at Mr. Mango's too. Yeah. Oh. My mom
but
loves
Mr. Mango's.
What ice cream was that again?
Thrifty.
Like
thrifty.
Yeah. You know I am Mexican.
I remember when thrifty. They had when I lived in Brawley, they had a Rite Aid over there. Oh, I don't know what it was called. It was like a Rite Aid morphing thing, and they had a thrifty. And the only ice cream that my mom would ever get me was the pistachio one.
Yeah,
and I
good.
Hated that shit, dude. Because that was the
pistachio.
Only ice cream she would fucking get me. The only ice cream. And
so you hate it because
she
only got you
that
one.
And then
she
would eat it. Like, she would she'd be like, see me, hey, no, it's pati. And I would be all excited. And I was like, oh, it's like this shit again. So I would give it back to her and she would eat it. Like, so era
plan. You were more excited for the cone than the ice cream?
I hate cones. No, but I swear, it was like a plan con maña, dude. Like, she would just make me, like, eat that only. I mean, she would just order that only and... I mean, now, like, I don't do that to her. I'm not like, you have to eat this food and then give it to me. But.
That's funny.
Mexican yeah. moms.
She's probably trying to make you hate ice cream so she wouldn't have to buy it no more.
You know what?
or it's she'd be like, in her mind, she's justifying it as, oh, I bought it for my daughter, but really she just wanted it.
I don't even like pistachio or whatever.
Pistachio?
Yeah, pistachio. I can't even
you
say
don't like it, period?
Pistachio.
At all?
It's like,
I do like it, okay? I do like it.
Why are you
it,
lying?
But I don't love it.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not my favorite. Like, I like brownie ice cream or... I love ice cream. It's just
like... I like the one from Dairy Queen, the strawberry cheesecake.
I like getting the brownie blizzard with the cheesecake on top.
With stromboli.
All fat.
That's cool. Sexual snack wagon.
Mm-hmm. All aboard the sexual snack wagon. I feel like if there's like a zombie apocalypse, I'd be completely useless. Like, cause I don't know how to swim. I don't know how to cook. I don't know. Well, I know how to eat. Like, so I guess that's a.
You can eat the zombies.
We know you can play
a zombie.
I can eat
the zombies.
We know you can play a zombie. At least.
I can play dead.
Yeah.
Very. I'm all right. Like a C actress. I was like a D actress. Let's be honest.
The D.
Mm-hmm.
A D actress in an X movie. A Z movie?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's worse.
Yeah, those are like my only survival skills that I have. I can't grow plants. Like, I can't... I don't know how to fight. I'd be really... What would be like your thing to, like, if you were in a zombie apocalypse, like, what would you be like, oh, I can bring this to the table?
I would probably, like, give them winged eyeliner.
I would like that. I would like to be, like, hella beat, like, on my face, like, contoured.
You know, that's, what, like, that's what's been missing from your zombie movies, Marcello's winged eyeliner.
You know what's been missing from my really zombie movies?
Zombie movies.
Zombie movies. I'm glad you're on page.
Mr. Death, you mean?
Everything is missing from my zombie movies.
Oh, Manny, right?
A script.
The original. Oh, there's never scripts.
No, Manny wasn't Mr. Death.
Yeah, it
I
was
thought
Anthony.
It was Manny.
It was Anthony.
Oh, okay.
See, it was
I
such a good
remember.
Costume, she didn't even know who it was.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. No, you're thinking Manny from the shootout
Manny,
there in
Manny,
the Grove.
Manny.
Manny man.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he did it.
Is he still working at Jimmy D's? I always have to apologize for him when I would see him.
Yes.
I'd be like, I'm sorry. And then I started apologizing to Alexis because he was working there. And I'm like, dude, everybody's going to know I get drunk.
That's a secret?
I'd be like, hey, I apologize in advance if my friends or me are too drunk and annoying.
We used to get so fucking wasted at Jimmy D's.
Like, I was
Jimmy
like,
really
do you miss, do you miss
like,
Alexis not being there?
I was
I
like, Alexis,
know.
I'm going to make
Who's
you guys
Alexis?
Cookies.
Oh, the guy oh. I don't like. I mean, it's a platonic, not like.
Why don't you like
I don't
Alexis?
Really, What's I don't really it? Know him. I think he pissed me off one day, and then I said I don't
She's
like him,
like,
and they made it into
forever.
A big thing. In reality,
I
don't even
Alexis.
Know the guy.
He's cool with me. Like, I mean,
do you dislike anybody, Lati?
No.
No, you're
Unless
pretty cool
they give
there,
me
one.
Food, then I'm like, all right, I guess I'll be your best friend forever.
You're part of everybody's tribe?
Yeah, that's like the worst thing about me is that I'm really charismatic, you know. That's like a lot of people like me.
I've noticed on Facebook you've been posting like old ass shit, like resharing it.
Yeah,
over
memories. I think yeah. It makes me laugh, dude. Except like today, the video that I saw, I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, because you can click on this thing that says on this day on the Facebook interweb. And then, like, it takes you, like, hella back, like, 5 years
stop?
Ago, and I'm
what
like...
What are you doing? Who's shaking the table?
Oh, that's probably me.
It's him. I'm not touching the table at all.
It's making me dizzy.
No.
I didn't even notice podcast-ic. It was shaking. I thought I was shaking. And I'm like, am I nervous?
Fucking poster child for restless leg over here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have
restless leg.
Breastless. I know I have that, but
do you drink a lot of IPAs? I read that if you drink a lot of IPAs, you can get breastless. I tell
no,
that to
I
Chris.
Should.
I was like, you have
so
big
I have
boobs.
An excuse. I have a nice cover story.
You're like my IPAs.
Yeah. No. Don't make fun of my IPAs.
Thanks. My IPAs are a good C cup.
These are for later.
What are you going to do later?
If
like,
you play your cards right.
Shootout.
You didn't let me finish.
Fucking shootout, like, beer out of your nipples. Damn, that'd be a cool thing to do, though.
That would be cool.
You would totally suck at his nipples.
No, dude.
Beer, Letty.
No, dude. I can drink beer out of, like, a can.
Nah, dude.
I'm not really good at, like, you've seen
nah,
me,
dude.
Like, try to, like... Drink out of a funnel, dude. I'm like the worst.
I know
worst.
You can drink out of a pitcher. Shit.
Oh, yeah. The pitcher's easily. But, like, out of a funnel,
I'm
going to
post
dude,
a TBT. I just thought of
fucking shit.
Isn't it FBF?
Can I, like...
Is
like,
today
look,
Friday?
Can I look at it? To see
I don't know.
Is it
one,
fish Friday?
You're the one with a work schedule.
Yeah,
I actually kind of had, like,
oh,
a little
we
panic.
Have
I thought it was Saturday.
Huh?
Nothing.
Yes, it's fish back Friday.
I'm going to burp again and embarrass myself.
Fish fry.
Yeah. No, FBS.
I'm just going to post
Can't
a,
you smell
I'm
going
to be
bright.
Like TBT.
Oh, yeah.
Fish brining Friday.
Are you going to go get some fish later, Marcella?
I got your fish right here, dog.
Where?
Ew.
Right here.
How is that? Like,
and then you bust out with a bunch of fillets.
Right?
Like
Take
a,
your pick.
Like a trench jacket. Or what is it called?
Trench
coat.
Like that McDonald's commercial? The
autumn fry fish. Fish is so nasty.
I have to be in the mood for fish.
I love fish.
Not for shrimp, though.
I
fucking eat that shit all day.
There's like some smells that just gross me out. Like fish is one of them. Bacon.
Travis's butt.
I know everybody loves bacon, and it's like, oh yeah, Travis. Well, it's not in my top three. I mean,
no, I just I'm
top
glad,
top ten though.
I'm it's glad you didn't just let that one go. 'Cause Travis wanted to leave.
I know. He rolled his eyes. So I was like, I need to keep that one going.
Yeah, I saw
Travis's
too.
Butt.
I just looked at I just kept looking at him like.
He's like, whatever, I'm going to eat my chokies and think about Taco Bell and Chipotle.
Fuck, I wish
now.
I had more cheese pies.
Cheese pies? Why does this one only has 2 cheese pies and the other one has 4? And it just starts like thinking about it, investigating it.
Do you like your cookies overloaded with cheese pies?
I do.
I actually don't.
It really does sound like you say cheese puffs.
Cheese, really it's because like my list, probably.
Cheese puffs?
Huh? Cheese pass.
Cheese pass?
Cheese mas.
Did you ever have any of like the Pop-Tart ice cream sandwiches at Carl's?
No.
They had Ding Dong ice cream sandwiches.
No, the snickerdoodles were fucking bomb.
I had a snickerdoodle.
I haven't had a Ding Dong one, yeah.
I got your Ding Dong right here.
Walked right into that.
I just couldn't help it because Letty was starting. I was like, fuck, I gotta say it.
It was the third time I'd said ding dong, so.
I know. I was waiting for the last one.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
I was waiting, Travis. I wanted you to keep saying ding dong. Those were pretty good.
I remember in freshman year, one of my friends, like, it was so random, like, because I've always been a boy, and I always had guy friends.
Was that you coming out?
I'm actually coming out as a male right now. And I remember one time my friend got me this box of Ding Dongs, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with Ding Dongs? He's like, you eat them. And I was like, well, obviously. But I remember I left them in the locker. Aww. Like, and I think it was like a Friday or something, because I remember like thinking about them all weekend until Monday, and then I fucking ate them in class. Like, I had left them in the gym locker. Like, I'm that disgusting, like, with the gym gross. Clothes.
Is that a package?
Yeah, individually. It's not like I was like poniéndolos ahí todo derretido, you know.
But they're just wrapped in foil, though. It's not like airtight.
I still ate them, Travis, okay?
Some of them are wrapped
in foil. I don't think I've ever eaten a ding dong.
I used to never? like in school.
I'm not big on chocolate. Are they chocolate?
I used to get like hot chocolate with cheese.
Yeah, that's why.
Like in the cafeteria, and I would put my binder over them and I would just eat them like that. Did you ever do that?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Maybe it's just
me. I kind of wish I would have now.
Yeah,
it sounds
like,
kind of cool.
Be, like, just like in class, going, like with the binder, just like eating it. Like.
I never hid my snacks. I would just always fucking.
You know what was funny?
Teacher would come.
I had a friend who was younger than me.
No.
And, no, and, like, she had the same teacher.
Teacher.
And,
were you snorting? What was happening?
And, like, the following year, she was, like, I guess the teacher was like, oh, you're, like, you guys are friends. And she was like, yeah. And I guess the teacher was like, yeah, she would always try and hide that she was eating food in my class. Like, that's how he remembered me as.
The girl,
I think that's very special. I think se me hace muy bonito. Whenever people remember you.
For the little things.
The little things you do. I was going to do it.
There we go.
So how long does this take?
As long as you guys burn out.
That sounds like we're burned out.
All right, then.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for blessing our mics with your presence.
My and belching breath. Into them.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
See, right. This is a much easier show to digest because, you know, there's no video. There's no.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can
edit.
Come off a dongo and shit.
I
and
did.
So.
I came in. I, like, was like, I guess I'll wear a bra. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Travis, any last words?
I put pants on for you guys.
No, I can't think of anything.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening. All right. See y'all next week.
Yeah.